What's up, everyone? You're listening to Sincerely Angie Podcast, and I'm your host, Angie. Thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome to my little gumbo pot. Please be sure to rate and subscribe wherever available, and don't forget that you can download any of your favorite episodes for offline listening. You can always find any information needed on today's episode in the show notes. And for further info, such as social media handles like Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, you can visit SincerelyAngieM.com. Hey, to all of my online shoppers or anyone looking to rack up some extra bucks, Rakuten, formerly Ebates, is the place for you. If you're shopping online, why not get cash back in the process? And if you're looking to make money on the side, all you have to do is refer a friend. When they spend their very first $25, they'll get $10 free and you'll get paid for referring them. Who doesn't like free money? You can get paid with a big fat check or you can get paid through PayPal. You can find a link to get started in the show notes, or you can always visit SincerelyAngieM.com under the promo tab. Happy shopping, and let's start racking. What's up, everybody? It's Angie, and today's episode is going to be called Dear DTM, Doing the Most and Doing Too Much. And if you were on IG on Saturday night, the 18th of April, then you already know what went down and you know where I'm going. So tonight was the big night. Now I'm also going to talk about some things that happened this week that was doing the most and doing too much, but we're going to start off with what's fresh and what's new. Saturday, the 18th of April, was this big old battle between Teddy Riley. Let me give this man the respect his name deserves. Babyface versus Teddy Riley. Now, if I'm being completely honest, I could not tell you how Teddy Riley looked. If I saw him in the street, I would walk clean by him and would not even know who he is. I know that he has hits. I know that much, but I do not know him. Babyface, I know. I can't speak for Teddy Riley. I know that he has been in the game for a while. I just don't know him personally. There are a lot of people that I don't know. If I may have seen them in the street, I wouldn't even know it was them. I wouldn't even know it was a famous person. So I was tuned in. I caught it live at 9 o'clock, which was Central time. It was starting, I think, it started at 8 o'clock Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time, I believe is what it was. I was tuned in. Teddy Riley was up and ready, you know, had his mic, had people in the background, had his little hype man, had a TV in the background with like the record player on it. Like he had it going on. He had a lot going on. So I had only seen one other battle prior to this one, which was DJ Manny Fresh and Scott Storch, I believe is who it was. And I only watched a few minutes of that because it wasn't what I expected. So I didn't even tune into that for very long. I heard Manny Fresh playing a song. Then Scott Storch started playing a song that was not even current. I mean, it wasn't an old school song, so I didn't know it. It was a new school song. And I'm like, I thought the battles was supposed to be about everybody pulling out their hits. And it just didn't go the way I expected, so I turned it off. Now, I get to this live and I see all of this, you know, production and all of this. And I'm like, what is he going to do? Like, what is this? I thought they were supposed to be going hit for hit. Somebody was going to play a hit. The other. He looked like he about to perform. Teddy Riley looked like he was getting ready to perform. He had the mic stand, had the background, all of this stuff. And I'm like, okay, I should have known then that it was going to be a wreck. Then Babyface is like 15 minutes late because they're trying to find him in the list of comments so that they could request him to be on a live. And I'm like, can he just send a request to be in a live? Like, isn't that, you know, and then also if he comments, then you can, like, I just was confused at where the disconnect was coming in. Babyface was supposedly on the phone with somebody who was actually in the studio with Teddy Riley. And I don't know, they just couldn't get it together. So for like 15 minutes, they were trying to look for him in the comments and watching the comments, trying to find him so they could request him. Just the most was going on. Babyface finally gets on. They start talking. They get into this, you know, okay, trying to narrate basically each song that they're getting ready to play. And I'm like, I don't know if you need to do all that. Just play the music. We here for a party. You know, we trying to get down with some jams that we grew up on and that we love and know and all of this stuff, and it just wasn't working out that way. So Teddy Riley goes first and he plays a song and he gets on the mic and he starts kind of like dancing and just mouthing along with the song. And then his hype man is in the background. Babyface is sitting there unimpressed. And then he goes and he does his, you know, the live version of I Only Think of You on Two Occasions, basically. Play that, then Teddy Riley goes again. At this point, I'm already counting Babyface as the winner. Like, everything is stacked against him. Babyface is sitting in his studio with his earphones in his ear, and it's the wired earphones, and everybody's in the comments kind of like playing him, talking about why he got the wired headphones on. But if you know Bluetooth versus the wired headphones, for me, I think wired is the best, because number one, there's not going to be a bad connection or the chance of the battery going dead on the Bluetooth, nothing like that. You just had, or somebody not hearing you properly. There could be feedback. There could be, you know, just a whole bunch of in and out going on when you're trying to talk. I experience this on a regular basis because my friend loves to talk on the wireless Bluetooth headphones or whatever. And I love my wired ones because I think it's just a better connection. So I think Babyface was smart to even have the wired ones in. Whatever. So he's sitting there with his wired headphones in, sitting in his studio. It's just him. His phone is on a tripod, propped up and facing him, basically, and it's good. So there's an echo on Teddy Riley's end, and we endure this echo for like 30 minutes. Like, every time he talks, he got two mics and he got people in the background. And I feel like everybody who was in his studio or his room, wherever he was at, everybody was on there live with him. I think that's where all the feedback came in at. But, you know, people, when they're losing, when they're losing a fight or a battle, they like to blame it on something else. So they were blaming it on Babyface. Like, Babyface, the feedback didn't start until you came on the live. And Babyface was like, I didn't touch anything. I can hear you fine. Everybody can hear me fine. Like, what's the deal? And so they're like, no, your phone or something, you got to change something. So Babyface was like, I'm not touching anything. Like, nothing. It's just me in here. Like, he was being real shady. Like, he wasn't even probably trying to be shady, but he was shady. Like, that's probably that nasty, nice type of thing. Like, when you say something and then the person got to kind of think, did he just try and play me? That's what it felt like. So he moved his headphone like a little bit or whatever. And it was like, yeah, whatever you just did, that fixed it. And Babyface was like, I didn't touch anything. It's just me here, you know, because social distancing. And they were like, oh, no, the echo's still there. And he's like, yeah, I didn't touch anything. Like, it was not on Babyface's end. So they were trying to say his phone was leaning up against something, which was causing the feedback on their end. And he was like, okay, I'll turn it down. I'll turn my mic down. You know, no problem. It is what it is. Let's just get this thing started. It was literally a train wreck from the beginning, and I could not turn away. So I stayed there the whole hour. And yes, I was cutting up in the comments. I just did not understand why it had to be this whole theatrical production when it was supposed to be an IG live battle. Like, what are you doing, Teddy? What are you doing? All right, so they pause for like 10, 15 minutes, and Babyface is just sitting there just cool, calm, and just, you know, just sitting there like the seasoned veteran that he is. He knew to not, you know, get all up in arms. He just let them do their thing because he himself knew that what he did and what he brought to the table was you know how when you good, you don't have to go around telling everybody I'm good or I'm great. That's what Babyface was doing the whole time. And Teddy Riley and his camp was just, they were all just clueless. Like, it was just trash. It was absolute trash. So Teddy Riley, I want to tell you, next time if there is a rematch, stop doing the most. And let me tell y'all how everybody else knew that he was doing the most. I was paying attention to the numbers. So at one point it was at 414,000 people that was viewing it. And that was when Babyface was playing his third song, because they had only gotten through three songs each when it just was like everything stopped. And then when Teddy Riley got on, the numbers went down to like 380 something thousand. And then when Babyface would get on, it would go back up. And it just kept fluctuating. Like, every time Babyface was on, it went up. Every time Teddy Riley was on, the numbers went down. Like, people were leaving out and coming back in. And after the live just was kind of like everybody left, like Babyface even got up and walked off. Teddy Riley went on another part of the set and he was trying to figure out what was going on. You know, the memes have started. Yes, they have. They have started already. People, the internet is truly undefeated. And I know that everybody says this, but it is truly undefeated. It is just, it's no, you won't win. You will not win against the internet. I promise you, I can assure you, you will not win. So the live goes blank. Basically, everybody leaves out and they're still trying to fix the technical difficulties and stuff like that. Babyface leaves his screen on and walks away or whatever. I guess he goes make a phone call and say, look, I ain't got time for this SHIT. What y'all got me doing on here? Like, I'm Babyface. What is this? So then somebody in Teddy Riley's camp gets on the mic and say, hey, look, y'all, we're going to come back at 10:30. Give us about 30 minutes. We're just trying to work some things out. Y'all can stay on the live and just listen to or watch whatever we have going on here. Or y'all can come back, you know, in 30 minutes at 10:30. The live ends after about 5 minutes after he says that. It just goes off because at this point it had been like an hour and 15 minutes. So then I'm checking the Shade Room page. I'm checking Babyface page, waiting for some type of statement or something to come out to say, hey, we're coming back. We're not coming back. Well, Babyface posted. He is very classy. He is nasty nice because he got on there and he said, hey, you know, thank y'all so much for tuning in. And I'm just going to ask that y'all gracefully just postpone this thing, you know, until we can get some things situated. And not like it was on his end. He was just, the message seemed like it was to Teddy Riley. Like, look, get your shit together and then holler at me when y'all ready. Like, you know, I ain't got time for this. I'm about to go to sleep. That was the craziest thing. It was the funniest. And then Teddy Riley and them didn't even save the live. They did not save it. So that pricelessness, that award-winning historic moment. I don't know if anybody screen recorded the whole thing, but it's not there. So you can't even go back and watch it. You had to be there. You literally had to be there. I just cannot. That was the most hilarious thing that has happened this week. Okay, and in other news of doing the most DTM and doing too much, the stimulus checks were released to some accounts this week. Hopefully everybody got theirs. So I don't want to say some accounts, most accounts. I mean, they've even put money into deceased people accounts, I've heard on the news. And it has been a whirlwind. So you have people online complaining about the $1,200 not being enough, which I'm one of those people who agree that is not enough. Am I complaining? No, because that $1,200 for one single person or one adult, one working adult, is going to help a lot of people. It is going to fix some situations where some people may have been laid off and they have not been able to pay bills or get food or get gas or whatever. That is truly going to help them. Is it enough to live off of? No. $1,200 would not even cover half of my bills. That is half. It will not cover. Now, granted, I brought my bills upon myself. I get that, and I'm not complaining. So I have never complained about the $1,200. I just don't think that people should be excited that there's a one-time payment of $1,200 because you can't survive off of that. Number two, you have the people who are online talking about the people who carried somebody else's child and the IRS, and if you didn't carry a child, you need to give the people the $500 that you got for the child, or you don't need to give them that money because that's your money. I mean, I got on Facebook and I was like, I hate Facebook, because it was just so many discussion boards that was going on of people talking about, that's my money and I'm not giving nobody, and oh, you shouldn't have carried somebody's child, and why wouldn't you give them that money, because if they had carried their own child, they would have gotten that money. You don't deserve that money. And I'm like, this situation is bringing out the worst in people. It is bringing out the ignorance in people. And this is a time where we do not need to be running behind money like that. Like, we do not have to have this whole that mentality of lack. We are not supposed to be like this. Over $1,200? No. We should put that energy into getting with whoever we need to get with to see about getting us more money per month until this pandemic ceases, because you have so many people who are out of work. And, you know, people are not able to pay their bills. There are so many things that are put on deferment, like mortgages and stuff, but that payment isn't going away. It's just pushed to the back of your mortgage, so you're still going to have to pay it. And then you have some companies who, when this pandemic is over, they're going to want the whole lump sum of what you did not pay during that time. So it's like that $1,200 is not going to last anybody. It is not enough to live off of. So I just really, seeing that, people were doing the most over that $1,200 stimulus check. People were, where my money at? And I want it. And, you know, just freaking out. I ain't get it yet. And when it's going to come? And it's like, I just, it is woosah. Like, it bothered me so much to see how crazy people were acting over that money. And again, some people, they really needed it. So I get the urgency that they had. But some of those people who were like, oh, I'm going to get this, I'm going to get that. To go where? To your living room? To go where? To the bedroom? What are you going to spend that money on that you, like, you either should save that money, you should invest that money, not try to, bring me to my next point of people doing the most on Instagram, these bingo and these pyramid schemes where the bingo game, okay, you cash app somebody $5, if that's the name of, I mean, if that's the price for that particular game, you cash app them some money, you pick a number, then they do a live bingo game where either the first bingo wins, the last number or the last ball that's called, that's your game. Like, there's so many different versions of bingo, and bingo is the simplest game. But there were so many versions that were out, and these people charge you $5 and there's 15 slots. So, you know, 5 times 15, and the payout for the 5 time, well, first of all, the host makes money. So they charge $5 for a slot, which 5 times 15 is $75. But if you win, you're only winning $50. So the person who is hosting the bingo game is keeping $25 for themselves. So they're making money by playing this game online, which is cool. That's fine. But then it started getting to the point where they started charging like $100 for a slot. And then they're keeping like $450, $500 for themselves and stuff. And I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. Now y'all trying to make this out of like a hustle, like a job? Like, what is this? What are y'all doing? That's too much. It was supposed to be all fun and games where we're playing this game online. You hope your number win. You try and flip your little $5, $10, $7 or whatever the case may be. But then it turned into this just money. I don't even know what to call it. Money bag. I don't know. So then days later, you get this pyramid scheme that's coming out where it's a circle and there are 8 people, 8 names, and the person in the middle, well, you have to pay $100 to get in the game. So you pay $100 and then you get everybody, you get people to join you so that you can be pushed to the middle, and then you win $800 or you get $800. And supposedly you get, it only takes you 3 tries before you get to the middle slot. I don't know, y'all. I'm probably the wrong person to be explaining this, but if you don't get enough people to put their $100 in, you may never get to that one slot in the middle where you can get your $800. And you're only paying a one-time fee of $100, but you have to get people to buy into it so that you can get to that middle spot. I did not participate in it. I don't truly understand it. It seems like, how do you know when this person, like, how do you keep up with who has reached their $800? Like, how do you know? Are you keeping in contact with all these people? Because, like, whatever. They were absolutely doing the most. So they were saying how it's a scam. Well, it seems like a scam when you look at it. It just doesn't seem logical to me. And I would go to the casino and spend $100 real quick. But this pyramid scheme, did just, how do you keep up with who has gotten to the middle spot? Like, are all 8 people on the same message thread where they're supposed to tell you, hey, yeah, I got my $800. Now it's your turn. You can move. Like, how do you know? I'm confused. Anywho, they were doing the absolute most. So then you have the people who are online talking about how much of a scam this is. And y'all gonna go to jail because, you know, these are these are, you're leaving a paper trail with the Cash App and posting this, and then they posted, one police department said that this is a scam and this is illegal and you can go to jail and all this other kind of stuff. I went to the police department page. I did not see it, but hey, I don't know the ins and outs of it, but I just, everybody was doing, money brings out the worst in people. And I know that I was doing the most as well this week because I was online and I was talking about how, you know, money, y'all should not be this excited about the $1,200. Y'all need to be more concerned with how you're going to survive in the next coming weeks and stuff when you don't have that $1,200 anymore. You know, and I'm not one to judge. I am not one to judge. I am not one to... I'm lying. I do judge. I do, but it's not like in a bad way. It's like I just want everybody to make a better decision. Like, don't be so stereotypical. Like, don't be that person. Like, do better. Be better than what they would expect us to be. That's my only thing. Like, I just hate when people really live up to that. And it's like, I don't want to say that there's a particular race that responds a certain way and another race responds a certain way. But when you see one thing online versus you don't see something else online, it kind of sticks out. Like, look at how they're acting over the $1,200 and look at how they're acting over the $1,200, you know, and that was the biggest story this week. All of it was doing the most. Everything was doing way too much. Everything this week, this third week in April was just too much. It was really too much. I feel like I can go back to March. I'm not upset. I will really go back to March. Not because it was my birthday month and everything was great, but this week was really the most with those stimulus checks hitting everybody's account and people just like really wilding out. Like, y'all, chill. Let's chill. Let's take a step back. Less is more. L-I-M. Less is more. Let's take it back. So in closing, I think this is what I'm going to end with. Something as simple as IG Live, something that could have been absolutely great, Teddy Riley came with the most and end up ruining, I don't feel like I'm saying it right. He ends up ruining the whole show when he could have just got on there with his phone, iPhone and or Galaxy phone, played his hits, and the world would have been so much better. But instead, he created memes for at least the next couple of weeks, probably the next couple of months or so. You got Babyface probably not gonna even come back. Like, probably like, yeah, I'm good on it. Like, my record is undefeated. I'm good. Like, I don't have to prove anything. Or, you know, I don't know, Timbaland and Swiss Beats got on IG Live and they were saying, you know, like, yeah, y'all don't turn this into something that it's not. Like, this is what it was. This is the authenticity of the thing with just your iPhone and just the live. Like, that's it. And they're the ones who actually mentioned the doing too much DTM. Swiss Beats was like, that's DTM, man. You doing the most. You doing too much. And I'm like, that's it. That's what I'm talking about this week. Because everybody literally did the most, and I probably did as well. I'm not exempt. I take my lick if I did. Probably even with this episode, I'm doing the most. But that's why it's called DTM. So that's my spiel. Don't do the most. Less is more. Don't worry about being simple. Or, you know, that KISS acronym, KISS, keep it simple, stupid. Do that. Do that, Teddy. Do that. And let your work speak for itself. You ain't got to do all of that. He must have missed the other lives. I know I missed the other lives. But I don't think everybody was doing that much. I think everybody was pressing play. You know? Let's get back to that. Bring it back. Bring it back. Tone it down. Just scale it back a little bit. And let's live life, man. Let's, you know, chill out, y'all. Let's do better next week. This week coming up is going to be a much better week. I'm claiming it in Jesus' name. P.S. So you know that I said that Babyface versus Teddy Riley was going to be postponed. Well, tonight, Monday night is the night. They're doing it again on Instagram Live. I forgot what time. It's probably 8 or 9 o'clock, but just keep your notifications on so that you can get online and see what happens this historic time around. Now, hopefully he has learned his lesson. I believe that he did. I think that he is probably going to record in his closet this time with just his cell phone and hopefully his earphones. Hopefully he does not have a whole house full of people in his closet and it's just him. But I think it's going to be so much better this time around. I do believe that they're going to break records again. I think that they are going to make up for the time that they wasted this past Saturday. And I think that we're going to have a great time. I have some wine that I'm going to try tonight. So I'm literally going to be sitting up there ready and waiting. And hopefully they bring it this time. So y'all tune in and then I'll give y'all an update next week on what I thought of it.